STHS and STHS clinics to help educate RGV residents on breast cancer, October 27. Mega Doctor News. It's a common misconception. Breast cancer only affects middle-aged or older women. But health experts say that is simply not true. While most breast cancers are found in women who are 50 years or older, with the median age of breast cancer diagnosis at 62 years old, for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the life-threatening disease can affect women of any age. In fact, about 9% of new cases of breast cancer are in women under 45, with diagnoses of the disease in women under 50 increasing by 2% annually, per the CDC. When breast cancer reaches advanced stages, it metastasizes, spreading to other parts of the body like the lungs, liver, and bones. Without treatment, breast cancer can result in serious health consequences, including a diminished life expectancy, onerous medical treatments, and a greater risk of death. That's why it's imperative that women and men understand the risk factors for breast cancer, the early warning signs and symptoms of the disease, and the importance of early detection. A breast cancer diagnosis is not necessarily a death sentence, especially if it's caught early, says Martha Cano, MD, a family medicine physician with STHS clinics. Identifying breast cancer at an early stage often leads to more effective and less invasive treatments. Studies have found that women whose breast cancer is detected at an early stage have a 93% or higher survival rate in the first 5 years. To help educate the community on breast cancer, a disease that commonly affects women in Rio Grande Valley, and encourage them to prioritize their breast health, South Texas Health System and STHS clinics will devote the latest episode of their monthly South Texas Healthy Living television program to breast cancer in commemoration of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Broadcast live on Saturday, October 26th and Sunday, October 27th at 11 a.m. on KGBT 4.1. The program will feature an interview with Dr. Cano, who will discuss the risk factors and types of breast cancer, as well as how the disease is diagnosed and treated. Additionally, STHS System Director of Marketing and Public Relations and South Texas Healthy Living host Tom Castaneda will interview a 62-year-old Edinburgh woman who has been diagnosed with breast cancer twice in her life. The daughter of a breast cancer survivor, she hasn't been declared cancer-free yet, but she's cautiously optimistic. She opens up about her own battle with the disease and offers advice to other women about prioritizing their breast health. The program will also feature a cooking segment led by Patrick Woodin, South Texas Health System McAllen's Director of Dietary and Nutrition Services, on foods that can help in the battle against breast cancer, and an exercise demonstration aimed at helping you prevent the disease with a member of the STHS Edinburgh Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, as well as important advice on preventing or delaying the life-threatening disease. While there's no surefire way to prevent breast cancer, you can lower your risk by making healthy lifestyle choices, including maintaining a healthy weight, being physically active, eating a healthy diet, limiting your alcohol intake, and avoiding smoking, says Castaneda. And it's important to be breast aware. That means knowing what's normal for you so you can spot any unusual changes as soon as possible during a breast self-exam, as well as getting routine mammograms, as recommended by your physician based on your risk level. So, in the latest episode of South Texas Healthy Living, we'll highlight the risk factors for breast cancer, discuss the recommendations for mammograms by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, and share strategies to get healthy and stay healthy to prevent or delay breast cancer. To learn more about breast cancer and how to fight it, don't miss the latest episode of South Texas Healthy Living on Saturday, October 26th and Sunday, October 27th at 11 a.m. on KGBT 4.1. A rebroadcast of the show will air on Saturday, November 2nd and Sunday, November 3rd at 11 a.m. on KGBT 4.1. To watch previous episodes of South Texas Healthy Living and the system's South Texas Health Minute, 1-minute videos offering education on various health issues, visit South Texas Health System's Medical Minute page in valleycentral.com. About South Texas Health System. South Texas Health System is a multi-facility healthcare system serving patients throughout the Rio Grande Valley. The system includes 4 acute care facility campuses with specialties in pediatrics, heart and vascular services, maternity and women's health and trauma services. Inpatient and outpatient treatment for behavioral health needs and addictive disorders is also provided through the system's South Texas Health System Behavioral Facility. South Texas Health System is affiliated with the South Texas Clinical Partners ACO, Prominence Health Plan, and Cornerstone Regional Hospital. The system operates an advanced Level 1 trauma center at South Texas Health System McAllen, the first and only freestanding children's facility and pediatric ER at South Texas Health System Children's, the region's only freestanding heart hospital and specialized cardiac ER at South Texas Health System Heart, and 6 freestanding emergency rooms located in and around Weslaco, Mission, Edinburgh, McAllen and Alamo. For more information about the system and its comprehensive services, please visit www.southtexashealthsystem.com.